rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Episode 1742 of the number one podcast and Apple podcast for job search. This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Well, for those of you whose real birthday was yesterday, a belated happy birthday to you. I have two friends with birthdays on February 29th. Wished them both happy birthday, and if I missed you, I'm sorry, I'm getting to you today. Happy birthday. Today's show is about interviewing and about that certain factor that helps in negotiating, according to Harvard Business Review. Hope you find it helpful and give it a great review. And because it's Sunday and the beginning of March, where is the year going already? Let's just get going. One of the things I've always been very good at is preparing people for interviews. If you look at my content on YouTube, you'll see hundreds of videos I've done specifically about interviews. And that's before I even get into how to answer tough interview questions. So one topic I hadn't really addressed, and it came up to me because I was reading something in Harvard Business Review about factors that weigh into a negotiation. And the first variable beyond qualifications that they referenced was likability. Now, when we think of politicians, most of the time we vote for a politician that we like personally. Certainly President Obama fit into that category for many Americans, even though they disagreed with his policy. They liked him, they liked his wife, they liked his family. You know, very different than the climate we have as I record this in 2018. And no disrespect to the current president, likability is not one of the leading things that people think of when they think of President Trump. So likability is a big variable in negotiation, but it's also a big variable in interviews. And when I saw that, I asked myself, how does someone become likable? What do they do to demonstrate likability? Now, I want to start off by saying, you can't do anything that suggests you're a BS artist. You know, everything you do has to be congruent with who you really are. And one of the things I always think of is a smile, a friendly demeanor about you. I'm just trying to illustrate it here with a twinkle in my eye and a good mood on my face and just being friendly with a friendly handshake that lets people know that, you know, you're a friendly kind of guy. Now, I'm not saying that you lower your guard in any way, but you make eye contact, a firm handshake. That's true for men and women, of course. And you know, in doing that, you demonstrate that you're open, which is a big part of likability. People want to believe that, you know, someone who is open is a likable individual. Another thing to increase likability, and this is a variation on something I've said differently before, they're good listeners. And one of the things that you want to foster in the course of your interview is having them do a lot of the talking. In one of my interviews, I talk about the headhunter secret that you know you did well, that you know you did well on the interview. And I say the more they talk, the more they like you. And part of the reason they're talking is they're selling to you. But part of it is also you've made space for them. Maybe you've asked questions that allow you to listen more. So the goal becomes at a certain stage in the conversation, you're doing a lot of listening. And energetically, you're also in sync with the interviewer. So being open is only one variable. You have to appear as though you're engaged while you're listening to them. And this is the joke I've always told. bask in their magnificence. You know, they're doing so much talking and they feel good because they're hearing the sweetest voice in the world to them, their own voice. You know, so again, you want to be a good listener. You also want to appear open-minded. You know, people who disagree a lot come across as being disagreeable. And for a hiring manager, the last thing they want to do is hire someone else's headache. So, you know, again, you want to appear as though you're a good listener. And I'm not saying to be, such an agreeer that you appear to be a suck up, but you want to carry yourself in a way where you're paying attention to them. And I also want to say, there's congruence in your body language. Now, there are people who are energetically very excited and they talk with their hands a lot. I've always said that's a little too much, but you do want to feel free to talk with your hands. And if you've watched any of my videos, you know I do that a lot. And I do it primarily to release energy, but it's also an emphasis point that's congruent with what I'm saying. So for you as a speaker, I want you to start thinking about how you can engage physically with your audience while still appearing likable, friendly, not a suck up, but an affable individual who, is likable to them. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, there's my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 8,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, at the site, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call, schedule yourself in for coaching, interview preparation coaching, salary negotiation advice, how to have your questions answered or coaching related to hiring more effectively, managing and leading, helping you be a better executive in your organization, and overall, being a better employee of your firm. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you watched or listened to my content. I like knowing I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, if you're interested in coaching, let me know. I think it's easier at the website, but if that's the way you want to do it, so be it. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's focused on helping you do better at work. Information there is shared daily, and I'm attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in, so I want to make it a safe place for everyone. I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
Celebrate Venus Fashion Week and discover new, fun, sexy fall styles while saving at Venus. This weekend, only buy 3 items and instantly get 50% off a 4th. Visit Venus.com or download the Venus app and use the code APPLE to save during the final days of Venus Fashion Week.